With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball and the American League, the Texas Rangers avoid a sweep with an 11-2 thumping of the Baltimore Orioles.
Rookie Wyatt Langford hit for the cycle, Derek Hill homered twice, and Andrew Haney struck out 10 over 7 innings. Langford tripled in the 4th, doubled in the 5th, and singled in the 6th before hitting a 3-run homer in the 8th to complete the cycle. With the win, the Rangers snapped their 6-game losing streak while the Orioles saw their 4-game winning streak come to an end.
That's correspondent Craig Heist reporting. Other American League winners included the New York Yankees, Kansas City, Detroit, and Minnesota. In the National League, winners were Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, St. Louis, Philadelphia, and San Francisco. Interleague winners included Tampa Bay, Boston, Houston, Colorado, and Arizona. In gymnastics, Simone Biles is heading back to the Olympics. The gymnastic stars clinched an automatic spot on the U.S. women's team. This is SRN Sports. NBA news. Several past and present All-Stars highlight the first day of the NBA free agent signing period.
The Clippers have announced that Paul George is leaving the team after the two sides couldn't work out a new contract. George opted out of his $49 million contract for the upcoming season this weekend and could be headed to the 76ers. Meanwhile, another AP source says Clippers guard James Harden is staying with the team on a two-year deal worth up to $70 million. An AP source says guard Chris Paul is going to the Spurs on a one-year deal after being waived Sunday by the Warriors. And Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is close to finalizing a three-year package with the Magic, according to an AP source. I'm Dave Ferry.
That's correspondent Dave Ferry reporting. Track and field, Sydney McLaughlin-Levrone lowered her world record once again, running the 400-meter hurdles in 50.65 seconds on Sunday to win the U.S. Olympic trials. This is SRN Sports.